is episode 1965 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 7th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts.
Jim Carrey had the chance to play Captain Jack Sparrow
in
the Pirates of the Caribbean, but turned it
down
because it conflicted with his filming schedule for Bruce Almighty, which was also a big hit for him, by the way.
Well,
But it didn't turn
Bruce
into
Almighty,
a franchise. So
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I know. Most kangaroos are lefties. They're left-handed.
I have heard that before.
I did not know that.
I have heard. They're southpaws.
Yeah. And the Beatles mention walrus in three of their songs. I should know this. Glass Onion, Come Together, and of course, I Am the Walrus. It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Now who's singing?
I'm what not singing. That? That's kind of a fanfaring. I'm fan.
That's true. We do our own little jingles.
Yeah, because we don't have any money for jingles.
Yeah. On last night's episode of 8-month-old Kudake, the family made the tough decision to end the hit E series after 20 seasons.
Now, look, I know some people may have been under a rock and said, yeah, I didn't know this. Any of this stuff happened 8 months ago when you were filming this stuff. Or the other half are like, I don't care. I don't care. Go away, Kardashians. I don't care.
Well, there's so many people who actually watch it, and it's just...
I don't understand it.
It's like it's new.
I don't understand
it. Oh, my God. Did you see what happened?
But they saw the stuff in the news. They read...
Whatever. Anyway. Kim called the crew extended family before breaking down in tears. I'm going to wrinkles, Doc. While announcing this would be their final season. So it's been known for some time that Courtney, the most uninteresting one.
No, not the most uninteresting
the
one.
Most
the
least
interesting looking
look
one. Yes.
So
get
she
it right.
Evidently, she gets the blame for ending the show, but last night she sought Scott's
help. She ended this show. I blame her.
I do too.
I do. Yeah, you know she did because there was a big cat fight last
season.
Should
we send her a thank you card?
Yeah, we should, actually.
Last night she sought.
They should be sending us a thank you card.
Oh,
hello.
Lord.
Anyway.
She sought Scott's help to explain that it was a family decision indeed.
Meanwhile,
Chloe was a holdout.
I'm going to put Chloe in the Black China column. Black China would have wanted it to keep going on so she could keep cashing the checks. I think that's Chloe's thing. I think Chloe's concerned that there's no money after this. But she owns a bunch of businesses.
Yeah.
You know, she's got the same kind of thing that they all do, like the cosmetics and the
clothing,
she's
rich
underwear,
the other
damn thing. Oh, no, well, yeah. But she doesn't even look like them.
She doesn't look like anybody now. She confessed that she was the one that wanted to keep the show going.
Oh, you know what? We should have watched because I'm curious if she looked like Chloe 8 months ago.
Of course she did.
No. She doesn't look like Chloe anymore.
No, but that's
not all this Botox and stuff. In fact, she's advertising for it. I've had the Botox.
I'm just wondering what else she's had. Now, Scott seemed to be hesitant to say goodbye to Kudake. Well, duh.
Yeah, no, everybody knows why. Yeah. Scott
paycheck.
Gets no money after this, boy.
So Scott said, my biggest fear is that we'll float apart and not see each
not
other
his biggest fear.
Nearly as much because if we don't
he was saying that to his
day,
dollars. He was saying that to his dollars. Right? He wasn't saying that to Courtney. No.
And so Courtney's like, well, it was going to come to an end at some point.
Oh, she's such a bitch. Nobody likes her. Why did they even put her in the show? They didn't put the other Osborne kid in the Osbournes, Amy. Did you know there's another Osborne kid?
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, no, they didn't put her in.
Where is she?
She's hiding
I probably would too.
I don't know where she is.
I'd collect
my
allowance.
She did not want to be in the TV show.
I'd collect my allowance and just stay hidden.
She's going to get plenty from dear old daddy. Well, and mommy too. Mommy's got as much money as daddy over at the Osbournes. We were talking about the Osbournes.
Mommy's the reason they have money.
Here's what I think.
Yes.
We're weeks away from this all going away. Coup de cake. Bye-bye. Yes. Don't let the screen door hit you in the big fat ass on the way out.
Because it'll dent it. It'll be a screen with this, like, stretched out butt print. Halle Berry.
What? Who?
Halle Berry posed for a pair of jaw-dropping photos on Insta this week.
I've died and gone to heaven. Halle Berry made the Who Cares news. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I almost didn't do it, and I thought, I'll throw him a bone.
Oh, thanks. Thanks
so
for the bone.
So she was wearing a skin-tight leopard print latex bodysuit.
I know. I saw it. There's two, actually.
And a matching thigh-high boots.
I had to look at them really closely to make sure it wasn't body paint. Because, ooh la la, if it was body paint, I was going to go like, oh, wow.
I would see it on your screensaver.
Well,
surprised I don't.
It's on my phone.
So, she...
No, Instagram goes away after a couple of days.
You can still do a screenshot.
Yeah, of course. I did. Two of them.
See? It was on
her stories. I got it.
So, there was... her caption was hitting all the right spots.
And it did, too. Oh, did it ever. Well, yes, it did. She is not bashful or shy.
Well, no.
No, not at all. Not in the least.
So...
But she was fully clothed.
Yes.
She was decent. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry she was fully clothed.
No, that's all right. I've seen her naked.
So that was a nod to her Catwoman role. The Weeknd had a different reference at the ready.
Oh, what did he say?
Miss Stone, he commented. And that's a reference to Halle's character in the 1994. That's right.
She was a babe then.
And she was in the Flintstones
movie.
She
was just a babe. Well, she's still a babe, but I mean, she was a different kind of babe then. No, it was great.
And
she
as
played
we
the
know,
bad girl in the Flintstones.
And as we
she
know,
she's trying to trick Fred.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hardly Halle's first time bearing it all on the gram.
No, it's not.
I'm sure that you remember John Van Camp when she showed off her assets in an open-sided single dress akin to glamorous loincloth.
I saw that last week.
I know.
I do not miss any pictures of Halle Berry on socials.
But I love her caption.
I love that. Yeah.
Mediocre called. I know.
Oh, that one. Mediocre called.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
She's badass, I'm telling you. That's why she is the Halle. She is the Halle.
She's the Halle.
We determined yesterday that her real name is Maria Halle. And we discussed this on yesterday's news, I believe. And that she's changed it to Halle Maria.
Which sounds better.
Which I think sounds better.
I like it better.
But real name, Halle Berry is her real name.
Who goes and stands by a wall like that?
Jasia does. Right?
You stand by walls like that?
Sure. She's already doing it. Look at that. In her soccer jersey. All right. More Who Cares next week. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for today. Oh, this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.